For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, though? Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amal Hawkins. Appreciate you taking time out today to listen to the latest and greatest episode here, courtesy of Believe Network, man. I'm your host, Amal Hawkins. Did I say that already? Okay, I just finished looking at the eclipse, and I had shades on, so I could see right now. A lot of y'all can't see right now because y'all ain't following directions. But yeah, eclipse is done. We here talk about the NCAA Women's Basketball National Championship between South Carolina and Iowa. We ain't watching the men's game, man. Sorry, UConn and Purdue. We ain't watching y'all. The real national championship took place yesterday in the middle of the afternoon. The ladies. Yes, the ladies. It was box office, too. You know what I'm saying? It was, you know, it was your classic Rocky Balboa movie. You know, let's just be honest. You know, Caitlin is Rocky Balboa. You know, we're gonna get into that later. But before you start commenting and things like that, share the stream, whether you're on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, share, like, follow me on Instagram, on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. All the information is on the ticker that's scrolling at the bottom of your screen, man. But we got a lot to talk about. And some of the subject matter y'all not going to like. You're not going to like. Because I ain't like, look, I made sure I didn't look at or listen to any media show today. Any sports talk, period. I don't want nobody cloud my judgment or swaying how I think. So you heard it here first. I ain't look at no TV or listen to no sports talk radio today. And usually, you know, I listen to people during the day before I do my show, like a laugh joke, you know what I'm saying? But nobody today. As if y'all been on Facebook, you know I've been lighting the timelines up with just different stuff. Yeah, I'm an old head Twitter people. I use Facebook more than Twitter and Instagram, sorry, and TikTok. But, you know, it is what it is. If you want to join the show, the link is in the description on Facebook. On hold on, man. Let me look out for my Twitter folks and put it in the tweet. We're showing the live stream. I'm going to do that right now. So if you want to join, the link is right there. And then if you are on YouTube, let me put it in the chat. Mike, what's good with you, Mike? Good with you, fam. How you doing? So YouTube is right there in the live chat. I will go to YouTube and I'm going to go to YouTube right now and pin it in the chat for y'all that's on YouTube. But I know some people still getting off, so I'm going to give y'all a chance. But I'm going to jump right into it right now while I what was I about to do? Oh, pin the link. But yeah, I'll do that later anyway. Yeah, I'll do that later. Hey, man, if you're on YouTube, just say, yo, send me the link and I'll put it in the chat. So Iowa versus South Carolina. Iowa was the underdog. Iowa got Caitlin Clark, the most prolific scorer in NCAA history. And Iowa was the last team to beat South Carolina. South Carolina, over 30-plus straight games. Hadn't lost all year. Had is scares, but got to the championship game. Iowa beat LSU and then UConn. Like that was a back-to-back gauntlet. And everybody was trying to figure out if Iowa can compete with the size of South Carolina and the depth of South Carolina. Like South Carolina got a legit 10 to 11 woman rotation. Like, and there's no drop-offs. They get busy. I mean, they get busy. How many? Let me make sure. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So yeah, South Carolina actually played nine players yesterday, and Iowa played 7. But Iowa came out doing what it do, man. Doing what the underdog's supposed to do: riding the wave, shooting them bombs, hitting threes. I mean, it got shaky in there. What was a 10-0 run or 10-2 run to start the game? And Caitlin doing what she do. And Martin hit a three to open up the game. They got the switch. Cardoza tried to go out, hit a three in her face. And Caitlin hit a couple. Caitlin got a couple flop foul calls on the three and got to the line. Hey, influence the refs as much as you can. Whether you think it's a foul, it's not a foul. Hey, do what you got to do. But then South Carolina just weathered the storm. Made necessary subs, got to change your pace in with the freshman coming off the bench. And you started seeing, like, okay, we got a good one. Get to the second quarter. You know, Caitlin hit 18 in the first half, like the most points in a championship game quarter. She hit 18 points. I mean, she was cooking. Who got in foul trouble for Hall? I think Hall got in some foul trouble early. Hall getting into foul trouble was Iowa's worst nightmare. Caitlin had 18 in the first quarter. I need to pull up and see what she shot in the first quarter. But when she got in foul trouble, they went cuckoo and called the Raven. And the Raven switched on to Caitlin Clark. And once she switched on to Caitlin Clark, it got real. Ooh, it got real. Because the seatbelt came out. You want a car seat? You want a booster seat? What type of seat you want? But you better put that belt on because we about to strap you. And when I tell you, hold on, say it. When I tell you strap season was in full effect last year, she treated Raven like she was Rondo, Westbrook, the old LeBron, anybody you want. She waved off. Shoot that broke-ass jumper. That's what she told Raven. Shoot that broke-ass jumper. Nobody worry about you. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can't stop me anyway. And Raven had a point to prove. Like, look, Raven shot 1-for-11 for the game. You feel me? But over the course of the season, she improved her shooting. But when it came to everybody saying, yo, y'all need to pick up Caitlin full court. Y'all need to, you know, press up on her. Y'all need to make her go right. Everything that all you armchair All-Americans said that are All-American coaches that never lost, she listened to y'all. Don Staley and crew listened to y'all because Raven did what everybody said. Get up in the hip, harass her full court, and push her to the right. Push her to the right. You know what I'm saying? And locked her up. You the most prolific scorer in NCAA history, male or female. And you had 12 points in the last three quarters. That's the definition of a front runner. She calls Caitlin to be a full-fledged front runner. 4 points average in the last three quarters. I do come out with 18. People want to say, well, she scored 30. Nah, dog. We're gonna really break this shit down. We're gonna really break it down. I could give you another fun stat about Raven checking. Because overall, she was 5 of 20 after the first quarter. And I'm talking about Caitlin. But when Raven was checking her, listen to this stat. Caitlin was 3 of 11 for 7 points, shot 27% from the field. This is your most prolific score in NCAA history, and she did that. And she was taking her cookies. What you got? What you got? Oatmeal raisin, you trying to be healthy? Or you got white macadamia nut? You got chocolate chip? You got red velvet? Give me your damn cookies. You want your cornbread, Caitlin? Because that's what Raven did. Took all your cornbread, took all your cookies, took all your juice boxes, took everything, all your Nutellas, everything. Let me get that. No more. What Rico say to Mitch? No rice, no shrimp, none of that. No soy sauce, no beef tips, none of that. I'm just saying, this is the most prolific score we saw in NCAA history, box office. The reason that women's basketball is getting 14, 13 million viewers, the great Caitlin Clark, record breaker, all this shit. And the same girl she waved off your game the rest of the game. That wave came back to haunt you. I put on my Facebook, did Caitlin get humble? Because when it comes to outspoken players, y'all usually say when they lose, they got humble. Y'all did that. I don't do that. I don't care about this humble stuff when it comes to sports. I don't get in that. But every time I turn around, oh, they got some humble pie. Oh, so-and-so got humble. Oh, Reese lost. She got humbled. Who else is a loudmouth that lost recently? Oh, they got humbled. Every time an outspoken, like flamboyant, talkative, confident athlete takes a L, is they got some humble pie. I don't want to say Rolly, because Rolly, I mean, he hustles us. He's really not a good boxer. Like when Deontay Wilder lost, oh, he got humbled. To this day, he got humbled. Y'all can't wait. Oh, Apollo Creed got humbled by Rocky Balboa. Oh, Ali got humbled by Joe Frazier. Everybody that talk, oh, they got humbled. Man, no, they lost. So when I ask folks, did Caitlin get humbled? Because Caitlin is outspoken as far as on the court, showing emotion. She talks shit. Yes, she does. She talks trash a lot. I ain't got no issue with it. Talk your talk. You competing. Whether you're talking to yourself, whether you're talking to the crowd, you talking. Oh, and she talks to her opponents. She do. But then Cardoza, mami, hey mama, from Brazil, big time 6'7", have 15 and 17, 15.17 rebounds. And I told my wife, and my son was watching the game, and my daughter who came in after work. I was like, yo, I would think they slick. They doing that old school box out. You remember back in the 80s, early 90s, when you used to box somebody out? If you felt the person you boxing out elevate, how you would kind of undercut them, you would back up, and you would cuff your arms like this. For the people that's listening, you can't see what I'm doing with my arms, but people that's watching can. You would cuff your arms, and you would hook them, and you would back up. You would basically undercut them. Try to get it over the back, or at least, you know, the ball is dropping to your hands. The Iowa girls were actually doing that. Like, soon as South Carolina offensive players were trying to elevate for an offensive rebound, the Iowa girls were backing up with the old school box out. You know, dig, like, you just call it digging. Like, you dig backwards. Undercut the hell out of them. and the refs started calling it. Like, the first quarter, the refs was still in from the UConn game. I'm sorry. Like, I ain't got no issue with the moving screen that they called the UConn game, because it was a moving screen. It was a moving screen. People talk about timing and all that. I don't get into all that. I really don't. Like, if it's an infraction, it's an infraction. Yes, you want things to be very consistent, but at that point of the game, you're in a lose-lose, because if you don't make the call and UConn makes the bucket, our fans going crazy on you. You make the call and UConn lose, UConn fans going after you. Like, it is what it is. Y'all know good and damn well, if they didn't call that moving screen and UConn hit that bucket, y'all, come on, man. Y'all know how y'all do. But back to the game with Dawn Staley, man. Once he put in the dynamic freshmen and Fawali and Johnson, when they came in, and even Watkins, I call her the female Dennis Rodman, the worm, just an energy player. She had 20 rebounds coming into, like, 20 rebounds the previous game versus NC State. And but when they put in Malaysia, that shorty, her game speed just different. They was like, oh, what in the hell? You checker. You ain't nobody standing in front of that. She hit you with the behind the back, little scoop, and then she hit you with the three ball. I'm like, man, when she got her first catch on the three ball, I was like, oh, shorty better go out there. She can shoot. That's what she do. She is sponsored by Steph Curry. She can shoot. Bombs over Baghdad. Don't put the things out unless you're ready to bang. And then what can you say about Tessa Johnson, man? When I tell you she came on that thing getting buckets. Because I was, lo and behold, look, they ain't had a bench all year. So, yeah, you got outscored like 37-0. Okay. UConn, one player outscored you last game. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, 37 points off the bench for South Carolina is more of a testament to South Carolina. Because y'all weren't expecting shit from Iowa's bench. Like, I mean, the only game y'all outscored an opponent's bench was the Holy Cross game. Other than that, you score maybe like 6 points here and 5 points there and 2 points there. Like, y'all been getting through the tournament without a bench contributing points because you've been riding your horse. Caitlin Clark. Well, the horse couldn't get to the water because somebody came and strapped that. You know what I'm saying? But the one thing I can say about South Carolina is that they make everybody play defense. They make, like, you can't hide. Like, Caitlin is like Steph Curry in a sense of you hide them on defense. You put them on a non-offensive player. But when South Carolina started making subs, it was like, shit, Caitlin can't hide now. She can't. Everybody out there is a factor. Everybody. And then they playing basically four guards and a little compared to the big bruisers that South Carolina had that's athletic too. I'm talking about just because they stepping out in the mid-range extended don't mean you ain't got to go out there and put a hand up. And then if you come out there, they were athletic enough to put the ball down, put that shoulder on your ass, and you know they were trying to fly. Oh, I'm getting charged. Or they get to the hole and flail. Nah. Mm-mm. Nah. I mean, think about it, man. Dawn Staley lost the five starters from last year. Or five players. This is a brand new lineup. And he went undefeated. Talking about reloading. Reload with them, with the bullets that came out of them. Shout out to Hitman Holler. But, yeah, man. So if y'all want to join the show, let me know y'all thoughts. Salute to Dawn Staley, man. A damn goat. A Billy Goat. Louis Vuitton Dawn. That's what she is. Outfits be ridiculously expensive, too. She a hell of a coach, bro. Because she saw that first quarter, what they was trying to do for Iowa. There was some bull crap fouls on them three. Now, one of the three-pointers, it was a foul. It was. But one of them on Caitlin, I was just like, yo, she kicked her foot out. Flailing and stuff. That's how I knew. Until you do right by me. Dawn got a warning for talking to the refs a certain way. Her assistant got her to sit down. She sat down. Then she made that platoon sub. Then boom, they hit the ground running, bro. Like, that was a fun game to watch. It was fun as hell, bro. The men's game, I'm still going to watch. I'm going to watch UConn and Purdue, you know. I ain't watched too much of UConn this year. I done watched Purdue a couple of times. But I ain't as much invested in the men's games. I ain't, like, that's saying a lot, right? Shout out to the ladies. And WNBA, ride these story waves. These storylines, I mean. Ride the storylines, bro. You know what I'm saying? Well, let me see what the comments are saying. Oatmeal raisin cookies are what disappointed tastes like. I like oatmeal raisin cookies. We don't like the outspoken athletes because they remind us of how much we suck. A 6'7" big who they had no answers for. Absolutely, man. Cardoza plays true to her signs. Was a no win for the refs. Tessa Johnson was the X factor. Shout out to my dog Bird. Donna's just a badass. She hates losing as always. Granted, that was a great exhibition of basketball on Friday and Sunday. Facts. Shout out to Gridiron Bullies, man. But yeah, man, facts. Like, it was fun basketball to watch. I love the storylines. And I'm about to get to the post-game shenanigans in a few minutes. Cause some of y'all think y'all slick and Petty Hawk. I got my damn shades because I was looking at the eclipse. And I got my goddamn, I'm about to run a 4-2 shades on today. Cause Petty Hawk about to goddamn blaze y'all or some of the bullshit y'all was pulling post-game too. Y'all was pulling some bullshit, and we on you. We on your ass today. No mace. You feel me? So,
hey, yo, he said no mace.
So don't think we ain't see what y'all was trying to do when it came to Miss Clark. Because damn it, if she one of the greats, we gonna send her ass up with the greats. When they lose, you know how we treat a great when they lose, goddammit. You know how the petty guards do greats when they lose, and her ass lost yet again. She oh and damn too on the biggest stage. And
can I piss the bronze sexuals?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No, we ain't doing that right now. We're keeping this on Caitlin. Let me tell you something about Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark. Let me holler at you, Miss Lady, Miss Ma'am. Yeah, you shoot like the best we ever seen. Whip the freaking do. But let's talk about you and your dude, huh? When things ain't going your way, where was your leadership at? What was your encouraging teammates? Yeah, they might have been smoking a couple layups or bunnies. You know what I'm saying? They might have been smoking Newports or Virginia Slims. But where was your leadership? You looking at refs, come on, freaking frill farm filth. Come on, damn it. You got the ball stolen from you before halftime. You don't hustle back on defense. You miss a shot, throw up a little ass, the bum ass runner. Don't hustle back on defense. We ain't letting you slide because you're supposed to be one of the greats. And if you're one of the greats, we need effort for the entire game. I don't want to hear this shit about you being tired. How you tired? This is the biggest game of the year.
Hey, look, real talk, Mud. I think her left hand is worse than Jaylen Brown's.
And another thing, Caitlin, how you only shoot going to your left? WNBA scouts, Petty Hawk giving you a free Jew. I don't need no residuals. If her ass can't shoot no pull-ups going to her right, she's going to be done. Because all we're going to do is force you right. Because every time she put in her left or tried to put in her left hand or appeared to put in her left hand, Raven's like, let me get that. Let me get it. Give me that, mommy. Give me that. Ripping the shit out of her. Yeah, Petty Hawk curse. This analysis ain't going to be for the faint of heart. We got the shades on. Yeah. Ripping her. Let me get that shit. You don't need it. You don't want it. Kobe would never with those shoes on. Can't shoot two dribble pull up to your right. You got some damn Kobe's on.
the mitigated gall of calling you one of the greatest prolific scorers we've ever seen, and you can't do a pull-up, two-dribble pull-up to your right. Every time you go right, you out here looking scared straight. Cut. Somebody cut. You like 2K. Somebody cut. Somebody cut. Oh, come on, man. Need somebody to cut. Where the handle's at? But, hey, you one of the greats, though. And you are one of the greats. See, this ball talking to you. You one of the greats. But when one of the greats lose, we fry y'all ass. Why? Because you one of the greats. You don't get no, oh, her teammates didn't show up. Oh, she didn't have any help. Oh, she don't have any more five stars. Oh, how the hell you get there?
Wait. Hold on a minute. You can't be doing all of that now. They're going to label you as misogynistic now.
Or they're going to say, you only doing it because Kaylin's white and you're black. Shut up, lady. I'm still waiting for my goddamn apology, too, for that shit. I really am. I got hundreds and yeah, not hundreds, but I got teens of posts about Kaylin Clark before this game. And you had the nerve because I'm a black guy. And I was talking about Angel Reese. You swore me down because Kaylin was white. I don't talk about Kaylin. I said, yo, look, man, it's 2024, bro. All this high road shit for the birds. All this turn other cheek for the goddamn birds. You turn your cheek, and somebody cut you in the cheek, and then you give them the new cheek, and they cut you in that cheek. If I turn my other cheek, well, you already cut me. Guess what you're doing? You making it deeper, and I got to get staples now. Nah, fuck that. I ain't turning no more cheeks. I'm returning the favor. Goddamn it. I'm cutting you. You cutting me, I'm cutting you. That's not a knife.
Point me in the direction of that post, because I would like to have a couple of words with that emotional woman.
Oh, hold on. We got Stefan and Czar here. Hello, Czar. Hello, Stefan.
What's up, you fake-ass AB?
What's going on? He tried so hard. Hey, hold on. Try it again. Go.
What's up, you fake-ass AB?
Oh, yeah, it didn't work this time either.
No, I just like AB. Them goddamn glasses on.
But Ahmad, is it fair to compare Kaitlyn Clark to LeBron James?
No.
Why isn't it?
Kaitlyn Clark not even the best woman basketball player of all time. Just tripping. She ain't won that. Won one championship at all. What she won?
Hey, look, I give you three reasons why she can be compared to LeBron James.
Why? He never played college football.
They both have all the accolades and the stats. They both have losing records in championship games. And both of them are phony goats.
How many championships does Kaitlyn have?
Huh? Zero.
How many championships?
It don't matter. She has a losing
You can't be considered a goat if you don't got no championships.
That's why I said phony goat.
She's one of the greatest scorers of all time in women's basketball.
Yes.
No. Let's clarify something. She's not one of Czar. She is the greatest scorer.
Okay, but you tell me the GOAT. The GOAT of what?
Of scoring.
Okay.
And the GOAT of passing. She's the GOAT of passing.
Don't forget Cheryl Miller.
Hold on, whoa. Taking emotions out of it. Statistically speaking, she's a GOAT of scoring and passing.
Okay, yeah. Once you simplify it,
You can't say no. The shit is in your face. It's written all over your face.
She's one of the great. Yeah, she's bro. You're trying to.
I'm not trying to do shit, but give you the truth. If we want to be technical and go to the hidden figures, then Pearl Monroe is really the queen of scoring. But since we in the era they present, then you go with Kaitlyn.
Great player. Everyone needs to take the calculator out their ass.
I said Monroe. I mean Pearl Moore.
She's a great player. Take the calculator out your ass.
Nah, I ain't got to say shit. This is my show. This one thing you don't understand. I get the final goddamn gavel.
Great player,
okay,
bro, that's it.
I get the gavel. Okay.
He ain't got no gavel.
So, you know what I do got? I got this, Nick. I got that.
That's what I said. I was like getting booted today.
I knew you were gonna do it, wrestler. You know what I got? Okay, all right. That's all I was like. You know what? Nah,
but hey, yo, you know one thing I just realized? Shout out to Courtney Ruffin, though. Because Caitlin lost. Because we're going to keep this theme. This is a theme. This is what I do. I set themes to shows. Caitlin ain't never won shit. Okay? Let's put that out there. Has she won anything? Has she won a championship on any level? Has she won an AAU championship, a Little League championship? I mean, she got records. What is it equal to?
She's a great player, man.
But what is it equal to? You're a great loser.
Great player.
It's a great loser.
No, she ran into a stacked team. Great player.
Is it just me? When you look at the stat line for Iowa, it's like Caitlin only wants to shoot the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, but this one thing we ain't gonna do. This is a self-inflicted wound. She chose to go to Iowa.
Bro,
she chose that.
Let the girl be great.
No, fuck no. She lost. You can't be great when you lose. We go at you when you lose. We pile on. Leg drop. Roman Reigns lost his belt. Damn it, I'm going in, okay?
Let's have the same energy when AI ran into the goddamn Razorbacks and got that ass tore up.
Okay.
Hold on, Stephon.
Because he won't smoke for me. So what he do is when he get personal and he losing, he try to get somebody who he feel like has an attachment to me and he try to throw him out there. AI lost.
No, they got their ass whooped.
AI won at least in high school. Caitlin didn't. Caitlin ain't win. What has Caitlin ever won but an argument of the people coddling her?
We didn't coddle her.
You a damn lie. She lost and everybody looking for a reason to try to justify why she lost. She lost.
That's the purple tiger fault anyway, because they weren't supposed to be there. So what did I tell y'all? I said a simple coaching adjustment. Everybody lost their goddamn nuts. Old girl that locked her up.
Hold on, let me tell you. Here's the thing, Zara. Flage, because this is what you got to do. You got to make sure you put out caveats before you go in on somebody so they won't think you hating on them. Hell of a player, hell of an MC, has a bright future. Her ass is getting cooked by the other two our girls.
Bro, but okay.
You can't stop the other two our girls. Okay.
Go ahead. I'm going to say something.
Go ahead.
So it's safe to say South Carolina has the most dominant roster in the college ranks. Yes.
No, they don't have.
They
don't have the best roster. They have the deepest roster.
That's what I'm saying. The deep best roster.
They have a deep roster.
Well, UConn roster is actually better, but they got hurt.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, The LSU team could have did the same thing.
They could not.
They
could not. They're not as good defensively, bro. Perimeter defense ain't the same.
LSU is not as big as South Carolina, bro.
Exactly. They ain't got nobody. Who's 6'7" for LSU?
You tell me.
Who's 6'7" for LSU?
Hold on, bro.
No. I'm asking you. Who's 6'7" for LSU?
I don't know.
Okay. Who can play like Watkins on LSU?
What's the rapper's name?
Watkins is the other post player that got 20 rebounds. Goddamn Raven. You was thinking about Raven.
No, what I'm saying.
You don't even know who you're talking about.
Okay. All right. So what I'm basically trying to tell you is, Hawk, athletically, LSU should have done the same thing that South Carolina did.
How?
Bro. Because they're more athletic.
Hey yo, Azar. We're really trying to have a cordial conversation.
Hold on, bro.
Could you
put the roster up, bro?
What you mean? Who gives a fuck if you put a roster up? What is a roster going to tell you?
Because those girls were 10 times more. It was bad coaching.
All right, bro, so name the athletes that's better on LSU than South Carolina. Go.
LSU's roster is
point
more
guard
athletic.
Wise. Hold on. No, because you just talking dumb shit. Point guard wise. Who has a better athlete at point guard, LSU or South Carolina?
What? South Carolina.
And you know what about South Carolina? They got three of them.
Yeah. So you trying to tell me LSU don't have that?
They don't got three of them.
So you're trying to tell me that if you're the coach of the LSU women's basketball team, you can't reach into your roster and
put
somebody at... No. We're not talking about offensively.
I'm talking defensively.
Ahmad, I need somebody to move their feet and disrupt Caitlin's rhythm, get on her. We're not worried about the offense. You're like Rodney. You are there. That is your assignment.
Who did it for them?
They didn't do it.
They couldn't.
That girl from South Carolina played some hella defense on. She had like three steals, open steals.
But that's what I'm saying, bro. LSU has the same kind of athlete.
Hey, Zar, respectfully, they do not. Did you see LSU play South Carolina twice this year? Did you see them play each other? Did you see them play each other? No, Zar, no. Did you see them play each other?
Yes.
You mean to tell me you think LSU guards are as athletic as... You really think they guards is as athletic as South Carolina's?
When it comes to Caitlin, yeah. That's the main point you're missing, what? Bro. I'm not comparing the two
but rosters. But you just missed a question when you said you said something totally
what I'm
different
doing is I'm comparing the rosters when it comes to D'ing up Caitlin. See, you missing the whole point.
I'm not missing no point. No, Zar, I'm really not. Because you're trying to derail it, and we're trying to stay
no,
on task.
Bro.
Hold on. No, I'm trying to stay on my timeline. LSU tried to give different looks. So tell me this. From the game, my bad, Garfin. Who do they have on Caitlin first for LSU?
Bro, I got to go back and look at the film. I looked at the roster.
The girl named Poole, right? Hold on. The girl named Poole that was on minutes restriction because she had the concussion.
Caitlin cooked that whole entire LSU guard. She cooked.
So
she cooked
you're Poole. Trying to tell me you're not educated or...
Hey, relax with those.
I'm relaxed, bro. What I'm saying is,
no, you can't.
It's
don't
called
say
the
no.
defensive strategy. I'm not calling you left-handed.
You gotta stop that
situation.
Nah, bro. You gotta stop with this armchair coaching shit, bro. You gotta stop with this armchair coaching.
One player,
they couldn't do it.
Because they weren't told to do it. But if you notice, wait, Ahmad, I'm just gonna prove you wrong here.
How you gonna prove me
the
wrong?
Wait a minute, bro. The third quarter. LSU started to get on that ass.
No, they did not. The first two quarters.
Iowa was turning the ball over. They would have pressed them the whole time.
Zar. I think you're getting your quarters mixed up. I'm trying to be nice to you because this is a debate. I could just run with this shit and destroy you right now. The third quarter when Iowa and LSU came out of halftime, LSU went on a huge run.
They did.
They broke the game open. So it wasn't the third quarter. It was the second quarter.
We're talking about the third.
Zar, that second half, Iowa adjusted. They made adjustments.
Hey, yo, you like that little kid that don't never want to listen. Look at her. Don't want to look at you when you're getting talked to.
LSU was they tried to keep somebody in front.
Zar, I wish you could smell this through camera.
And again. No matter who they put on Caitlin, she was cooking everybody.
Bro, she was cooking.
You're still missing the point.
How are we missing the point?
I'm
gonna let the professor keep talking. Go ahead.
If she's making her shots and she's making them with a hand in her face, because that's what she was doing the entire game. She's pulling up from 30 feet and just shooting shots. What are you supposed to do?
Hey, look, Shorty went like this after she got hit in the face with the jumper. What you want me to do?
Hey, Hayden looked like Jordan in 92 when he hit five straight shots.
No, that's why.
So what did UConn do? What did UConn do then, Zar?
Can I finish, please?
Oh, man, this shit takes too long. I got to keep going, man. I'm on a clock.
You got to make it uncomfortable.
Every coach has an idea and a game plan. But hold on, fam. Every coach. Zar, you coached before, right?
Yeah.
So when you coach people and you repped it all week and the game come and take place and you put your players in position to make plays and they not making plays, is that your fault or their fault?
That's their fault.
All right.
But Ahmad, that's no,
but all right, you answered it, and you answered it, bro.
Is better than the rest of the LSU roster. What?
Say that again.
You're trying to tell me one player from Iowa is better than the whole LSU roster?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
That's what you trying to tell me.
She showed
what
it.
What happened?
No, she showed that was it. The wrong game plan.
Hey, yo, hold on.
She got out-coached.
Hold on.
I would have trapped the shit out of her ass. She wouldn't have been able to breathe. We'd have been dogging
her. Yeah, that's the problem, man. You still got that damn 80s basketball mentality.
Yeah. No, bro. That's the point, bro.
No.
Zara, let me ask you a question, Zara. Did South Carolina trap Caitlin?
Didn't need to.
Did West Virginia trap Caitlin?
I didn't see the West Virginia game.
Oh.
But what I'm saying is this, Ahmad. One, if your athletes are not good enough to stay in front of one player, you got to change your game plan.
You can't with her.
Yes, you can.
Not with Caitlin. Her vision
too many horses.
Hold on. Let me tell you something, bro. Let me tell you respectfully. Let me tell you something. I'm trying to really help you out. She's the all-time leader assister as well. She sees the court very well.
She averaged 30 and 8 for a reason, bro.
Bro, you try to blitz her, you're going to make it easy.
No, that's the thing.
Kevin, be quiet. Your ass been doing all this damn
time. Yeah, go ahead, Ted.
I'd rather her burn me with the assist and these other girls making shots, which they don't usually normally make, than Kayla throwing up just bullshit and making it. Sorry. We're not gonna lose like that.
Kev. What did Raven Johnson do all night against Caitlin Clark?
Bro, I just skimmed over the game.
Wait a minute. Nah, we ain't doing that. He's talking about he skimmed over the game. He's really arguing about what South Carolina
did. Didn't she pick her up full court? Game, was basically guarding her full court, right?
Yeah, she basically guarding her full court.
Raven kept her hand in her face to reduce her vision.
But she still was getting buckets, though.
Be quiet and listen.
Oh my God.
You ain't got to trap her. All you got to do is keep a hand in her face like Raven did. And what happened? Tell me what happened.
Did make
she
shots.
Still got buckets, though.
No,
not the point, said. The point of pressing somebody, said, is to make them uncomfortable and make the other teammates score the ball. Also, let me tell you, if you don't put your dirty hand down, man,
what was this hand in her face doing to her all night? Making her uncomfortable.
Hey, how you shaking your head, though, man? What he's saying is absolutely 100% correct, and you shaking your head.
And she still had energy to finish the game to make it close.
Who?
No, she did not.
She did. They were stealing.
Hold on. Sit this out, Zara. Respectfully, Zara. That was the issue. So here's the thing, Zara, that you got to listen while your ass in timeout in the angry corner like you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Martin, Caitlin was frustrated. Caitlin played more off the ball than she did all tournament. And one thing Raven was denying her. The Raven made sure she was between Caitlin and the ball. And Caitlin did get the ball, had to be a high screen. And she could work through it and push her to her right and make her drive. And when she made a drive, she stayed solid, feet on the ground, extending her hand straight up. And Caitlin tried to flop a couple times and throw in runners. And she missed them. She did miss a couple layups that was right there. But it's because Raven was bodying her some.
Hey, she had to go through double screens. It wasn't just a screen. It was a double screen to get.
Yeah, it was double screens too.
No. I ain't talking. So hear me out, because you took me as I was saying every time she got the ball. It was one screen. She had some single screens. You know how you fucking do that.
He wasn't. I got you.
Shut up, Stephon. I'll try
to help God figure it out, man.
This is our dialogue, okay? Hey, Roman Reigns lost yesterday. I got to win at something. Hey, yo, apologize like your name is Jermaine right now. You do. Your name Jermaine. I'm K-Dot. Apologize to me, sucker.
You guys still don't know basketball.
You don't know basketball.
We ain't letting you off on this. You going to sit up here.
Y'all got the basketball IQ of a dog bag.
Hey, yo, I'm glad you brought this up, Chuck. So I keep seeing this. Imagine if Caitlin played with 5+ All-Americans like LSU, UConn, and South Carolina. If Caitlin played with all these All-Americans, all them All-Americans wouldn't be there. Hypotheticals work two ways. We could say, oh, she was on this team, she would win.
And that, and
y'all trying to act like they don't have a horse to play defense on.
Also, to that point, she wouldn't be the prolific scorer that she is now.
No, she wouldn't be. It wouldn't be the same narrative with her.
So, can I ask you a question real quick, Amon?
Absolutely,
like
sir.
You said old girl was bodying her and keeping all between her and the ball, right?
Yeah.
So you're trying to tell me the women of LSU are incapable of doing that?
Yes.
You're a damn liar.
Here's why I say this, and you got to listen to me, bro. Versus just getting emotional. So
I'm not emotional.
Hold on. All right. So check this out. Let me break this down for you. Playing the defense and being disciplined like Raven was doing, it exerts a lot of energy. It's the reason why she was just 1 of 11 on offense. So here's the thing that why LSU couldn't do it. Blaje is one of your better offensive scorers. You can't afford to put her on Caitlin Clark.
Who said we had to put Blaje on?
Time out. Let me finish. Let me land. You can't afford to put one of your best scorers on Caitlin Clark because it's taking away what you can do offensively because she is an X factor as far as her ability to score with the basketball, playmaking. She don't have to do 2 dribble pull-ups like the girl Williams. She don't have to get the ball in the paint and go one shoulder like Reese do. Blaje is an X factor. She can do everything.
Hey, Hawk. Let me land.
So when it came to HVL, you sacrificed her. We'll put you on Caitlin because we can get by with you not hitting. That's why they did that. So when you look at South Carolina and Raven had one of her best seasons this year, shot the ball like 8% better compared to last year. This game was her worst offensive game all tournament. Why? Because she exerted so much effort on defense. And the landmark point, the last thing I'm going to say, why do you think they hired Caitlin on defense?
Because she's not athletic enough.
No. Why do you think they hired her on defense? What does she do on
defense? Energy expunction.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, so can
hey,
I finish?
Hey, yo, no, let me talk. No, Cam, give me like 15 minutes. Let me talk.
That's a fine.
Yo, why is it today's sports, even football and basketball? Man,
take over the fucking show every time. Be patient.
Yo, why is it?
Yo, smoke your drugs, man. Go ahead.
You got to talk to your ass like a fucking
smoke
kid.
Smoke your drugs, man. Go ahead.
I'll come down to Jacksonville and light your house up. What?
Yeah, Hawk said.
Wait, go ahead, Steph.
Why is it in today's sports, with the part where you're saying, like, they hire Caitlin on defense, why, even in football, the star corner don't follow the number one receiver like Deion used to do, like Ryan Worcester used to do before he switched to safety. Daryl Green used to do the 90s. Then in basketball, why is not like Jordan guarded the best player? Charles Barkley guarded the best big man. They don't do that no more. Why is all this? Oh, we don't want to exert too much energy on defense, so that's why they don't put the best player on the best player. That shit is fucking retarded, yo. I hate that shit, yo.
The game has evolved, though, Stephon. Yeah, people are smarter. You're smarter now. You don't have to.
But still, Jordan still dropped crazy even playing defense. Jordan, the only player in history, won MVP, defensive player of the year, scoring title, a championship all the same year. Like, what are you talking about? What's the problem? He's done it more than once.
I'll share this with you, Stephon, because you got more. So, like he said, the game has evolved. You got specialists now. You got so as much as Mike is great.
Call being lazy.
Mike was great at playing defense if he had to. But when they were successful as the Bulls dynasty, what did they do with Mike?
He still guarded in 96 to 98. He still guarded the best player though.
Whoa. Hey, Stephon, I'm gonna ask you one more time. When the Bulls became a dynasty, what did they start doing with Michael on defense?
Man, I want to hear that shit, man.
What?
You know, Steph,
he
you're wrong.
Jeff Hornacek.
No,
Jeff
Steph, you're wrong because during, no, but during the dynasty, Scotty took the best man.
Scotty took the best man. So here's what I'm saying, Stephon. You got to work smarter, not harder. Yes, but you're capable. So I give you an even prime example and say it may not like this. On the Heat, LeBron James, very good defender. When they played the Bulls, he didn't check Derrick Rose until it came the nut cutting time. That's when he went to Rose, when it's like, all right, now go get him. You pick your spots. It's no different in football now with this. I always thought that was overrated of a corner, the best corner following the best receiver.
That's how you stop a homeless.
I'm a scheme the shit out of your numbers.
Hawk, if the best wide is the best receiver, get the numbers and move the offense. Why not put the number one corner on him?
I'm explaining you why. Because as a defensive coordinator, it's easier for me to roll coverage to the best receiver and have my number one take away the number two guy, and now that quarterback has to now decipher what type of matchup zone I'm playing and throw through a lot of traffic because my number one can destroy their number two.
Hey, Hawk, have you ever played when they put you on defense? I don't care, arena, high school. They say, hey, Hawk, guard, take the number one receiver out. Yes or no?
It won the whole game. It was late in the game. You didn't do it the whole game. It's a that's what I'm saying. Evolution. So I give you another. So Deion Sanders, right? His ass went on Michael Irvin.
Every game
he won on Michael Irvin the whole playoff game.
The only person he really
he was on Harper.
Was the only person Deion really followed around was Rice.
Jerry Rice.
I remember.
And yeah, me too. You're right. I agree. You're right.
I'm still missing a point though.
No.
How am I missing a point, bro?
Man, look, hold on, Sid.
Hold on, bro. Don't make me blow into this mic.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Go ahead and smoke your meth. Go ahead.
I surely will. Now, Steph. The offensive schemes and the defensive schemes weren't as complicated as they are now than they were back then. The only one that was really complicated back in those days
was Walsh.
Was the Bill Walsh West Coast offense. That's why those players back in those days could afford to travel with the number one receiver.
Can we, Amar, I want to go back to the point that you made about
why you can't never say that's a great point because he dropping jewels and you always ignore him, man.
Bro, he's saying stuff I already knew.
Oh,
this is remedial to me.
Hey, yo, relax with those type of words, bro, before we fry your ass, bro. I hope you ain't laying down in no bed talking to us either.
Nah, bro, I'm sitting in my little man cave.
No mace.
So you said South Carolina sacrificed a player, right? Defensively, right?
Yeah.
So why couldn't LSU do that?
I already explained. Oh, my God.
No, we're not talking about a starter, bro. That's what I'm talking about, the swap.
They don't – hey, respectfully.
No. The swap, let me tell you something real quick. And this is when it goes down to the roster breakdown of LSU. LSU has a few of those dogs
who?
That can actually play defense.
Who?
Now, the key is
– who? Name them.
Bro, come on,
name
man. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, bro. Wait a minute.
No, name them. No, we're not going anymore. No, I need a name. No.
Got it.
First 48, you got the damn soda. Man, come on, give me the names.
No, nigga.
The rapper didn't need to guard her.
Put him in the gulag.
The whole point of it.
You not listening. You said, and I quote, LSU got the dogs. What name the dogs? Why are we waiting?
No, he's not.
Why are you trying to be climatic? Trying to build up.
He has not answered one thing you said since every question you asked me. He always is diverting and say something else and get off topic and say anything but what you want him to answer.
Hey, what you playing, Garfin?
MLB The Show 24.
Oh, yeah, that joint fire. Yeah, you right, Stephon. He a sucker for that. Go ahead.
Y'all just failed to understand the scheming.
No,
because y'all acting like it's rocket science.
So, like
the Pistons back in the day, you have a goon. We're gonna use that one or two goons, and I'm not saying physically take her out.
No, we are not. We done with the '80s. Okay, We are done with the 80s. So okay, the fact that you referenced the 80s, your ass got to sit on timeout, dog.
Hey, Ball Hawk, if you're done with the 80s, don't let me catch you with a pair of Jordan 1s, 2s, or 3s.
I don't got Jordans. I don't got Jordans.
Okay, cool.
I said that like a year or two ago.
Yeah, hey, I don't got Jordans. The person that say we done with the 80s and 90s.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, Charles Zarkley. We not motherfuckers talk about people who wore swimming trunks as their uniforms in this platform right now, okay?
You had a pair, Hawk. Don't want to hear that.
Okay.
I'm just saying that.
I just want y'all to realize that coaching, there are different styles of coaching. That's all.
Man, Dokes coaching is on VHS right now.
These calculator stats.
You using goddamn talk boards and shit. And then doing this.
No, Kev, the problem is, man, is that you was brought up on hard-nosed sports. That doesn't exist.
No, this ain't got nothing to do with it, though.
Hey, yo, Bird, relax. The pony was fire.
In the example that you just made before you got put in the gulag, you went to Detroit and them two goons.
Yeah, just like Arkansas with the 40 minutes of hell. Press the hell out of Allen.
Oh, my God.
You see what I'm saying?
You press the hell out of them. Allen Iverson doesn't have no more juice, bro. AI would tell you. You said that Razorback press took a lot out of me.
Hey, yo, Razorback and press in the same
The pig suey, the Razorback, the 40 minutes of hell.
Oh, 40 minutes of what?
I ain't got no championship.
Hey, yo, you got to be stopped, bro.
I ain't got no championship. You scared to be great.
But listen, Zar, with that, if you watch, even that game on Sunday, watching Caitlin, you know, them trying to press Caitlin off the rebound when she got the ball, Caitlin's already looking.
Alfonso was good.
Look at you, nobody for your birthday.
I hear you, Garfair.
It's the same thing LSU tried to do.
I know, but you're getting too
same
big.
Thing LSU and UConn tried to do.
So, Garfair, let's elevate a little bit. Let's take the Golden State Warriors the other night versus the Mavs. Draymond Green was all over what's called ass. He dropped 30, but he couldn't finish the goddamn game. His ass was tired because Draymond Green was sliding his feet and playing defense. That's all we asking.
Who won that game?
The damn Warriors did.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. They won it.
No.
They won it going away, bro.
No, the Mavs did win that one.
The
Mavs came back and won that one?
No, they did not.
The last game they played, yes, they did.
Oh, yeah, the Mavs came back and won that one.
I can show you, bro. I'm going to show you right now.
Why y'all arguing with something that's like...
Say, I'm done.
I saw it, dog.
Dumbass. Look at that, you jackass.
When was that?
Exactly. Like Cub said.
That's not the same game.
Hey, look, hold on. You thought you were slick, and my dog picked up on you.
That's not the same game.
Hold on.
That's not the same game.
This was not the same game.
It is. Hey, check this out, Zar.
The devil's name.
Hey, man, shut up. Hey, Zar, check this out.
Thank you.
You want to talk about Draymond Green sliding his feet? Do Draymond, don't he average a triple single? That motherfucker ain't asked to score. He has to pass the ball and stand still and be a goddamn wall.
Yo, when you said triple single, that, oh my God, that is so disrespectful.
So we ain't using Draymond as a damn, aha. Uh-huh.
I'm saying, you know, man, there's different game plans for different people, man. That's all.
Man.
That's all.
And you got the same mentality from the 80s, and we done with the 80s.
Y'all just upset, man. Look.
We smiling.
Look, no. Let me tell you something real quick. I had a chat with a young lady the other day.
We ain't doing stories. We ain't doing it right now.
It ain't time for that yet, bro. We ain't got there yet, bro.
Nah, man.
You gotta be recalibrated, bro.
Yeah, we ain't doing no damn story time.
Not right now, brother. We 58 minutes in. Not yet.
He took 55 minutes of it.
He's like, goddamn.
Hey, Kev, I know you can hear me. We're gonna finish roasting your favorite race.
I want to ask y'all a question. Did Raven humble Caitlin because of Caitlin's actions towards her last year when she said shoot that broke ass jumper, and then she was doing this after they beat South Carolina? You know what I'm saying? She was doing the Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
What's up now?
I just think that she got some.
Dawn Staley pulled Raven in that office. I guarantee you before the tournament started, like, this is your time to shine. When we get to that, I don't want to say what Dawn Staley said, but when we get to her, you going to lock her white ass down.
No, I mean, she didn't humble us. She just got some get back. That was all.
Yeah, that's all. Do y'all think players are actually humbled when they lose? Like, do y'all believe in that jargon?
Yes.
I don't either. Yeah. I don't prescribe it.
But, well,
I mean, to a certain extent, you got to be humble.
There's one basketball player that has been humbled plenty of times, but I ain't going to say his name.
Come on, man.
Shut up, Godfrey. You don't have to get defensive. Just
He's talking about baseball. He's talking about his game. He's talking about his games, Seth.
I just gave up a home run. Yeah.
Oh, another black man playing baseball.
Yeah, man.
Hey, you guy, Czar,
what you think about the humbling stuff, man? You prescribe to that?
No.
Because we know you talk shit.
I ain't never been humble.
We know.
But
we know.
Answer the question. Did Raven humble Caitlin Clark?
No, because Caitlin Clark is an All-American going to the NBA with the number one pick. You can't humble that.
Okay, we agree on something.
You know, if I'm Caitlin Clark, regardless on what the media bills between black, white, whatever, all this drama going on, I'm going to be the number one pick.
And you do acknowledge it's the media and not me that make it black and white, because you make it black and white, too.
Yeah, you make, by your questions. You're very, it is black and white.
Do you believe the media made this Apollo Creed versus Rocky Balboa all over again?
Yes. Not that.
That's a bad comparison.
It was black and white.
How? Apollo was a champ? Angel was a champ?
It was black and white, man. Because you would post stuff saying this is like Kalen having a fit and talking all that. You'd be like, this is the stuff that the media don't want to show you. Like, she's
They don't make a point to point it out. Like, so when Angel, I'll give you a prime example. So when Angel Reese had her post-game interview after they lost, that's how I know you know I'm about to fry your ass, because you do stuff stupid to make me laugh.
I'm listening.
So when Angel had her, and I hate when the media do this shit. When they said she was playing victim, and a fucking black guy, Acho Emmanuel, came out there with the fucking torch talking about, when you're the big bad wolf, you can't be, man, shut your ass up.
He kind of right though. The same thing happened with J-Bone tried to do something like that. He plays the big bad wolf, so he can't be acting like that when he loses or get checked.
But where's the lie though? She said I was sexualized. She the one taking
Hold on. I'm gonna let you go, Godfriend. Let's say it go.
The shit that she got on the court. Leave
that shit out of it. Hold on.
So why
do we do this, though? Why do we tell the athlete what they can talk about when they're being transparent? When somebody asks them to when somebody asks you, reflect on the year. Just because you and you wouldn't do the shit don't mean she shouldn't do it or that is wrong.
Ahmad, so you're correct about that. But this goes back to your previous online live. I want to get with you on. You said that was my kid. You know, you support your kid regardless, right? And then you had an issue with somebody saying, well, it was Acho saying, well, we knew it was coming as a father.
No. Acho ain't said that. Another guy said that. Okay, it was like, since you took pictures in bikinis, you should know that those comments are coming.
That's what I'm saying. It's coming. So if I'm the dad, and I'm can I get the Czar vision on this, please?
Nah, that's dangerous.
Okay, it's cool. Whatever. So if I know my daughter is interested, she's an All-American athlete, future WNBA player, and she wants to go that route, I'm going to talk with her. I'm going to say, hey, you can do this. You can go ahead and do that, but just believe your success. They're waiting for you to misstep and fall, and they coming.
Understood.
As a dad, I would say, no, I'm cool with that. Because if you like the NIL deal she got with Foot Locker and all that,
yeah,
that would have been enough. Hey, baby, that's enough. Wait till you get
sorry. So here's the thing, because I feel like you're gonna get long winded and you're gonna
long wind me, bro.
Here the thing. No, we gotta stay on track. So here's the thing you're missing. I said in the moment, because this is what people were doing. When she's being transparent, you have people that saying, oh, you should know that shit was gonna follow. But once you say, if I'm a parent, you're not gonna be like that. You're gonna be defensive.
Yeah, you're gonna be defensive, but still, I would say no, don't do it.
There is no but still. You know that's not.
No, she got the money.
No, if your child, hold on, listen to me, bro. Instead of trying to win argument, hear what I'm saying. Your child comes to you and is upset because this caused her to go away from the team for a couple weeks because of the DM she was getting. That's what she was just saying. So she said all this because her two teammates answered a question about her being a leader. And Flage stepped out there and said, y'all don't know what she went through. Y'all made her the villain. She never said she was the villain. Y'all said she was the villain. She went through a lot of stuff. She still was here. She a dog. Then HVL jumped in and said, let me say something too. She didn't tell them to do that. So then the reporter heard both of them and then asked her the question, how do you feel about what both of your teammates said about you? And can you speak about what you went through this season? To echo what they were saying so you get a better picture of why they jumped out there and what they were talking about. So she filled in the blanks. So she wasn't playing victim when she was asked to fill in the blanks between what Flage said, what HBL said. That's why she shared the DMs. That's the only reason why she did it. And even by the end of that, she said, but I wouldn't change nothing. And you always got to embrace who you are, stand 10 toes down, and press forward. That's not a victim.
You was crying, saying you was sexualized.
That's not a... Hold on, bro. She took you on a timeline. She took you on a timeline of saying, this season was difficult for me because of X, Y, Z. And I couldn't feel sorry for myself and I couldn't show everybody what was going on because I had to continue to lead my sisters and take care of me. So she didn't come out when it happened. That's playing victim. She reflected and she still said, I wouldn't change nothing. That's not a victim.
Wait, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Go ahead, God-fearing.
Before you continue, the reasons he said she was over-sexualized is because of the AI pictures that were coming out. People were making sexual. So it had nothing to do with the picture she was taking. It was what people were creating, which is naked photos of her through AI generated pictures. So it's not because she was doing an SI photo shoot. It's not because she was doing a bikini photo shoot. It's because people were generating fake pictures of her and putting them out on the internet. That's what that was. If you've noticed over the last couple of years since AI has become a thing, a lot more celebrities are speaking out against it because people are making fake pictures, fake pornographic pictures about them. So what Angel Reese said had nothing to do with what you're trying to paint, or you and everybody else is trying to paint it as to be, because that's far from what she's. That's far from what
she won't play a victim, bro. She really wasn't.
Can I say something? Okay, so can I say something? What? So are you excusing?
You don't want to get into this with me.
I do want to get into it with you. Fuck you.
Are you excusing the women that come out and say I've been victimized 6 months later to 10 years later, don't have a case? Is that what you're saying?
Shut up, Zar. No, what you got to say, Sid? Shut up, bro.
Don't take that.
Shut up, man.
Well, y'all don't want to talk about that. Okay, all right.
Bro, if somebody, hold on, here's the thing that I don't think y'all Nimrods realize. When somebody being transparent, they're not being a victim. They're sharing their testimony. That's not being a victim. But y'all so caught up in trying to hold the women accountable and shit that y'all motherfuckers really hate women. Y'all really fucking do.
No,
y'all some bitch ass niggas sometimes, bro.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.